You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is here from UAS. Welcome to the show, Deb Reidman. Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. Thanks for being with us today. Would you please introduce yourself and tell us what you do at UAS?
Yes, absolutely. Well, my name is Deborah Reidman. I'm the Career Services Coordinator and the VA School Certifying Official for UAS. So what I do is I work with students and alumni and even staff people who are looking to move up, do other transitions, and with resumes, cover letters, interview preparation, that kind of thing. And then for the VA school certifying official role, I work with our veterans who are using their GI Bill to attend classes and pursue their educational goals at UAS. And we have 64 vets that are working with us now, and that includes both students who are attending UAS as well as guest students that are coming from UAA and UAF. So I wear two hats. I love them both. And I've been here 9 years, and I'm truly in my dream job.
It sounds like it's kind of a big job, too, particularly over with the challenges of the last year. What's it been like for new graduates to enter the workforce in a pandemic where they may not know, what does the job hunt look like? And then what does it look like to maybe start a new job virtually where you never meet anybody in person at first?
Yeah, it definitely has been a challenge, but it also has really opened up a lot of opportunities for students and alumni. Employers are basically forced to move to a virtual kind of a world. And so what I'm seeing a lot is there are jobs and internships for our students that are offered on a remote basis. And so I think the workforce has adapted. We all have adapted. We're doing the same thing. And I think employers are doing the same thing as well. There's lots of opportunities that are out there, but the transition is just a matter of kind of applying the skills that you learned or the skills that you want to develop to a virtual platform. And I believe at this point, a lot of people are very comfortable with it, getting used to it. And the other thing, it's really opened up more doors for our students. I'm finding that they're more comfortable being able to talk with employers on a virtual basis as opposed to face-to-face. And so so I think it's been an interesting kind of a transition in that way.
One of the events that you're working on planning is the Virtual Career Expo that's coming up on March 24th. How will that work when it's online?
Yeah, we're super excited about this. This is a collaborative effort between all three University of Alaska campuses' career services offices. We were looking for a platform that we could all get on board with, and Handshake is the platform that we decided upon. And so it really adds more ease of access to our students and to our employers to be able to find jobs and internships. And we're really trying to focus on Alaska employers and being able to connect our Alaska employers with our UA students. And so the way the expo is going to kind of play out is students can register, and all students at all three campuses have an account with Handshake, and so they can activate their account and get started with all the different features that it offers. But for the virtual career fair, the career expo, they'll register for the expo, and then they'll have the opportunity to sign up for a 30-minute information session, or they can sign up for a 10-minute one-on-one with employers. And right now we have 83 employers that are registered for the expo. And we have 190 students that are currently registered, but they can register up until the day of. So we're really super excited to be able to offer this type of an opportunity for both our students and our employers. And the Handshake platform does a really good job of connecting just how the system works. We're very, very pleased with the platform.
Well, I think that sounds like it's going to go really well. So again, that's March 24th. It's 12 to 3 p.m. The 2021 UA Virtual Career Expo. Where can students or anyone go to find out more information, to sign up, and to maybe look at some of the employers who are participating?
Well, we've been sending out emails to all of our current students, and so they've been able to access the registration button just through the many emails that we've sent them. But you can go to the UAS Career Services website, and so there is information on Handshake there. We're posting information on social media, also at UAA and UAF. They also have links through their Career Services webpage for students to get more information as well as to register for the expo.
Excellent. Well, thank you for sharing all that information about the Career Expo and also about some of the resources available at UAS for students who are on the hunt for a job. I do appreciate all of that. Deb Reidman from UAS. Is there anything else you want to share with our audience before we say goodbye today?
You know, we're in the business of providing trained students and alumni for the workforce, and so we really just appreciate our connection with our local employers as well as our state employers, and so we just want to thank everybody who is connected to an employer here, especially in Juneau and Southeast Alaska. We are working hard to provide you with the type of workforce that you need with our students in the various programs that we offer. So thank you very much. We appreciate the partnership.
Well, thank you for doing what you do, Deb.
Absolutely.
Take care and good luck with the Job Expo.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.